This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
Well, the ice rink in downtown Providence is opening. The Big Blue Bug has its holiday ornaments and lighting. That time again, public events and marketing efforts seem to continue into the winter these days instead of tapering off. And to talk about this activity and development, our guest is Mr. Paul DeRoche, Senior Vice President for Government Relations at the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. Paul, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to see you, Dave.
Centuries ago, when I was a kid, we were talking about how everything seemed to shut down after the Christmas and December holidays. And maybe by Easter, you'd see activity again. Things have changed, right?
Things have changed in the workforce. People now are more involved. People are working out of their house. They don't have to come into the office every day. When we get into the holiday season, with the three malls that we have in Rhode Island, with the small retailers, there's plenty of time to do plenty of things as long as the weather cooperates.
Well, isn't it I would imagine that the online retailing changes that too, right? I mean, you know, if you're a brick-and-mortar retailer, you can't presume that you're not going to get your usual share, I mean, because so much of it has gone online, right?
That's true. The significant part of shopping today, and I experience it in my own family, 49% of people are shopping online. If you look at the Amazon warehouse that's going up in Fall River, I live in a condominium, and if you drive around the condominiums where I live, there are deliveries out in front of your door every day, which manifests that the people, the shoppers, are doing a lot of online shopping.
We have the Amazon factor. Quick ordering, quick delivery.
Within 12 to 24 hours, and it's had an incredible impact on the retail industry. But the bottom line still is that people like to go to malls. They like to see what they're purchasing. So the malls still have a lot to offer to the Christmas season. But we think the way the industry is formed today, that the shoppers are going to go out to the malls. The malls are going to be very busy. Matter of fact, this past weekend, we predicted that 50% of people shopping are almost finished their shopping.
Now, the downtown Providence shopping district in former days used to be the center of retail activity with the big department stores and everything. That ended some time ago.
Right.
What's the situation for downtown Providence shopping these days?
Well, again, weather cooperating between Christmas and New Year's, there'll be plenty of people going to the malls. The malls are not obsolete. They're still in effect. People like to go into a Nordstrom's or a Macy's or a Sears and Roebuck's. So that part of our industry are going to get a lot of shoppers in.
Now, there are more and more people living downtown. So are we starting to see sort of a healthier, more robust retail environment in the, you know, sort of the walkable shops?
That's a good point, Mark. With the influx of the millennials in the city of Providence, they like to go to malls and hang around malls and see what they're purchasing. So I think that's a big impact on the retail industry.
But what about the small retailers? You know, like Westminster Street, where they used to have the big department stores, now it's a lot of niche shops. I mean, are they healthier now than they were, say, a decade ago?
They are, depending on the products you're selling. You know, if it's electronics, people are going to go to Best Buy. If it's a jacket or a coat, there's a small retailer over on Westminster Street that sells a lot of clothes. So it all depends on what you're purchasing. Electronics, televisions, computers, that industry throughout this holiday season is awesome. I went this past weekend to three electronics stores, and they're selling televisions and computers. And the people who sell clothes, we're told by the National Retail Associations, their study finds that clothes, apparel will be less on shoppers' mind today than the electronic industry.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Paul DeRoche, Senior Vice President for Government Relations at the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. We talked about downtown Providence as a shopping area. How about some of the Providence neighborhoods? What are you seeing there? The clusters of businesses and...
If you look at the east side, there's a Wayland Square, very robust shopping, lots of people are shopping up there. So it depends what part of, what section you live in Rhode Island. If you're out by the Rhode Island Mall, they're doing very well. But again, Providence is the center of retailing with the Providence Place Mall and the small retailers. And we've had some good weather, so that helps some people getting out shopping.
You have that cluster of retailers on Hope Street on the east side. And it seems that Broadway and the West End is developing as a retail site.
They are. And we're very optimistic for small retailers. We think that people now are starting to shop in small retail stores as versus malls. But again, the weather cooperating, and I think the retail industry in Rhode Island, I'm not speaking for the nation, but in Rhode Island is going to be very robust in the next 2 weeks.
What about the mood of shoppers? Have you detected much more enthusiasm or less or about the same?
Well, setting politics aside, and this Thursday when the Christmas music starts blaring on television and radio. And
it's already started at some stations.
And the weather looks like it's starting to turn. It's getting cooler and we may have some snow. But I think between Christmas and New Year's, barring any major blizzards, that we're going to have a very robust Christmas season.
People seem to be positive about going out and buying something.
They do, yeah, especially electronics. I can't emphasize one. I visited 5 stores on Saturday afternoon selling computers, televisions, and what have you. The stores were mobbed.
What about a breakdown by age? Do you see millennials out there shopping as opposed to middle-aged
people? Millennials are shopping. It's people over the age of 45 who are going online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought that would be switched.
No, I did a research 2 weeks ago, and the people over 45 are doing the online shopping. The millennials, I've talked to several millennials Sunday afternoon at the mall, and they like walking around and looking at products.
Huh.
But the older people like to order it online. It comes right to your door, and then if they don't like it, you send it back in 12 hours.
So it's interesting. Can we presume then that the sort of the products that are commodity-like, which would be a television, right? I mean, one television looks like, you know, the same maker is the same as another one, right, as opposed to those that require sort of experience fitting or just sort of trying it out, that's where, you know, a brick-and-mortar retailer is going to have the advantage, right?
Absolutely. That's the field where they have the advantage. Yep.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Our guest has been Mr. Paul DeRoche of the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming back and talking with us.
Good to see you.
And thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.